Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 18th. Happy Resurrection Day. This weekend, many students from our student ministry, along with our fearless leaders, Joel and Ethan, Ada, Joe, and many others, are in Huntsville for a retreat with many other churches. They are getting together to worship together. Mission House is a band that is leading them. And then Ben Winder, one of our former ministers to students, is preaching this weekend. So we want to be praying for them as they grow spiritually and also for their ride home this afternoon for protection. As we enter into God's Word, we're going to be reading the scripture text for the sermon. So if you're listening to this before the sermon, perhaps you can let it marinate a little bit and you can think about what our pastor is going to preach on today. And then we'll continue on in the Psalms. We're going to be reading Psalm 8. But first, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 20. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All these things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. As I read this passage, the image of being washed stuck out to me in verse 11. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God, which speaks to what Romans is telling us. It is by the power of God's Holy Spirit that we are made righteous through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you remember the song, or did you grow up in Christian churches where they sang the old hymns, "Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" Verse 2 says this, "Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" You can probably sing the chorus with me. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Psalm 8, to the choir master. How majestic is your name. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look to your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together in our prayer time today. I want to lift up those who would like to be at church today, but for whatever reason, they cannot be present with the fellowship. And then I want to pray through Psalm 8. I couldn't help but think of Sandy Patty and, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name." That was really popular in the 80s when I was a kid. My parents, I think, had CD, but it was a record. And on Sundays, we listened to Christian music as we got ready for worship. I can just hear her singing that over me. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth," in her soprano voice. Google it if you want to have a blast from the past. Okay, will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your word together. We ask, Lord, that your word would take root in our hearts, and we would be reminded that we have been washed and sanctified and justified because of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who took on the burden of our sin, the creator of the world, taking on the weight of the creation's sin. We thank you. We pray, Lord, alongside those today who would love to be in worship, who would love to be a part of a small group, but for whatever reason, today they are not able. We lift up the hurting and the sick, those who are grieving, those who are working, those who feel like they do not have a place in the fellowship. And we ask, Lord, that we as your body would be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, and help us, Lord, today to reach out to one person who was not with us today in worship. Lord, we do want to praise your holy name. Yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power, and all majesty is yours, Lord. The whole earth speaks of your glory and your creativity. When we look at the heavens, the moon and the stars, the things that you have set in place, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that even though we're not worthy, you have set your sights on us and you love us. You have created us and you have crowned us with your glory and honor. Help us to be a people who use our bodies for good and not for evil. Help us to see our bodies as a temple for your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in our fellowship and those who are listening alongside. Bless and keep them today, Lord. And according to 1 Thessalonians 3:12, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.